The next moment the master faced the school. Every eye sank under his gaze. There was that in it which smote even the innocent with fear. There was silence while one might count 10. The master was gathering his wrath. Then he spoke.
"Who tore this book?"
There was not a sound. One could have heard a pin drop. The stillness continued. The master searched face after face for signs of guilt.
"Benjamin Rogers, did you tear this book?"
A denial. Another pause.
"Joseph Harper, did you?"
Another denial. Tom's uneasiness grew more and more intense under the slow torture of these proceedings. The master scanned the ranks of boys, considered a while, then turned to the girls.
"Amy Lawrence?"
A shake of the head.
"Gracie Miller?"
The same sign.
"Susan Harper, did you do this?"
Another negative. The next girl was Becky Thatcher. Tom was trembling from head to foot with excitement and a sense of the hopelessness of the situation.
"Rebecca Thatcher."
Tom glanced at her face. It was white with terror.
"Did you tear..." "No, look me in the face."
Her hands rose in appeal.
"Did you tear this book?"
A thought shot like lightning through Tom's brain. He sprang to his feet and shouted, "I done it!" The school stared in perplexity at this incredible folly. Tom stood a moment to gather his dismembered faculties, and when he stepped forward to go to his punishment, the surprise, the gratitude, the adoration that shone upon him out of poor Becky's eyes seemed pay enough for 100 floggings. Inspired by the splendor of his own act, he took without an outcry the most merciless flogging that even Mr. Dobbins had ever administered, and also received with indifference the added cruelty of a command to remain 2 hours after school should be dismissed, for he knew who would wait for him outside till his captivity was done, and not count the tedious time as loss either. Tom went to bed that night planning vengeance against Alfred Temple, for with shame and repentance Becky had told him all, not forgetting her own treachery. But even the longing for vengeance had to give way soon to pleasanter musings, and he fell asleep at last with Becky's latest words lingering dreamily in his ear. "Tom, how could you be so noble?"